Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Calm you sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's honor. It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, welcome to another Blog Talk Radio, Parents Coaching Parent Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. Almost thought I wasn't going to make it online today. Sitting out here in my remote location out here at the softball field waiting for the next game to start. Look, we may have a forfeit at a fine 95 degrees out here in the great state of Virginia. I thought it'd be a little bit colder over here on the coast, but evidently that's not the case. But look like we may have a game this evening between the two softball teams, the Little Ladybugs and Cherokee Girls or something like that. But anyway, we're going to talk for a little while, and hopefully we'll get some callers to come up online. Callers, if you want to call in, you reach us at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. Again, you can reach us at that number. But if you don't get a chance to call in today, you can always reach us on Thursday. Thursday, we're going to have one of our big shows. We have Mr. Wanda Patterson calling in, mother of Patrick Patterson. She's calling in. She's going to talk to us for a little while concerning her son's recent draft, NBA draft. And she's going to talk about a little bit of everything from his middle school and high school experiences to his college days, all the way out to draft day. Hopefully we can get her to talk about that much. Other than that, we're moving right along and sitting out here waiting for this next softball game to start. Next game is due to start at 7:15, so hopefully we get that thing off right on time. I look like I have my faithful caller just called in, so hello there, faithful caller. You don't have to say anything. I know you're out there. I can see your number up on the board. My faithful caller always calls in. But as always, you know, I can't even get my show rocking and rolling right without going ahead and starting up my song one time for my man, Mr. Keith Wright. I was up on his site earlier today and noticed that he had some new stuff there, but wasn't quite good enough or wasn't quite clean enough for the Parents Coaching Parent Network. So on that note, we're going to pass on that one. This one here, we're going to rock this one until it fall off.
The game had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great, and my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and when the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Heard what my man Keith said. He said it once again. He said he's making smart cool. I hope you continue to do that. Hope all the other athletes out there think about doing the same thing, making smart cool. What is it, making smart cool? We were talking about that earlier, making smart cool. In other words, it's okay to be cool and be smart at the same time. It's okay to be smart and be cool at the same time, or be cool and be smart at the same time. You know, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. All right there. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about a few things. But right off the bat, I want to talk about what's going on here in the Hampton Roads area. Currently, we have the state all-star game going on over at Hampton Coliseum right now. And boys should be starting at 8. The girls started at 7. The girls started at 6. And the boys started at boys will be starting at 8. In addition to that, another event that we have going on, the Under the Radar Camp going on. You remember I told you that goes July 6th and July 7th over at the Boo Williams Sports Complex. July 6th and July 7th, Boo Williams Sports Complex. So that's another thing going on. Other than that, a couple other things we may have going on. We have soccer camp going on July 17th, that is. And then you have the Trenches. You have the Trenches football camp going on July 17th out at Tallwood High School. And if you have any questions or any information that you like to share with us on the set here, you can always drop me an email. You can drop me an email at pchr@aol.com. pchr@aol.com. Parents Coaching Parents of Hampton Roads at aol.com. And we'll get that information out on the airways for you. A couple other things I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about conditioning. Athletes, you know, this during the hot heat out here, you know, you have to make sure that you hydrate very well and stay conditioned at all times. Stay in good condition. Don't go out here and try to run yourself to death without considering putting some water into your system. It's not always the best thing, Gatorade and what's the other sports drinks that's out there? You know, Gatorade and Zero and all the other kind of stuff. Sometimes you just want to get some plain old water. Plain old water sometimes do good for you. You get some water in your system, that'll be a good thing. But if you want to get out there and do some conditioning, sometimes you can get out early in the morning and do some conditioning. Hey, it looks like we got a caller on. Let's see if we can bring the call up on the net here, and let's talk to him. Hello, caller. You're talking to the Parent Coach and Parent Network. How can I help you? Hello? Hello? Hello, caller? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, caller, how are you? Who's speaking to?
Anton Scott.
Oh, Anton Scott. What's going on, Anton? What's on your mind today?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. You know you just called into the Parents Coach and Parent Network.
Yeah.
And you're live on the internet.
Oh.
Thousands of people are hearing you across the world. So what would you like to share with us today?
What?
I heard you recently attended a football camp. Tell us a little bit about your football camp. What's the things that you did at your football camp? And what camp was it?
It was the First Colonial Camp at William & Mary. And we did pass routes. We had different groups. We had groups of wide receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, defensive backs, and linemen. We had some stars coming, Drew Brees, Troy Polamalu.
Okay, how many athletes did you have at the camp?
I say we about 300 to 400.
About 300 to 400?
Somewhere up there.
You what's that?
Hmm?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
Okay, so you're saying that I'm coming in broken up or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it's my headset or not. Okay, can you hear me better now?
No.
You say yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, I might have to try something new. Since it doesn't seem to be working, right? Now, can you hear me any better?
No, still breaking up.
Still breaking up. Okay, I'm going to have to look at a new headset because this headset doesn't seem to be serving the purpose here. Okay. Well, I'm glad to know that you had the opportunity to attend the camp and you got something out of the camp. And you said Drew Brees was out there and a few others was out there, huh?
Yes.
Okay, and you said this camp was First Colonial. Where was this camp held at?
William and Mary.
William and Mary, William and Mary what? High school, college, what?
William and Mary University.
William and Mary University. Okay, and where is that at?
In Williamsburg.
Williamsburg, South Carolina? I'm trying to get it for
Williamsburg,
what was that, sir?
Williamsburg, Virginia.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So you're calling from Virginia. All right. Nothing wrong with that. So you had a good time at the camp. About 300 to 400 athletes out there. What grade are you in?
You're breaking up.
Okay. What grade are you in?
Going to ninth.
You're going to the ninth grade. What position do you play?
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Okay. Is that the only position you play?
I also play quarterback and tight end.
Okay. You also play quarterback and tight end, huh? Okay.
Yep.
You're wide receiver, quarterback, and tight end.
Yep. So athletic. It's lovely.
You're very athletic.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Let me see if you can turn your volume down some on your phone because you must be holding the phone a little bit close to your mouth there because I'm listening. I just got a message from one of my callers there that your volume is very loud. You still there?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
All right. You know, I'm going to try something today. I'm going to open up the chat room and see if we can get the chat room opened up. See who's interested in coming into the chat room. So any callers that might be listening on the computer, now go to the chat room and log in all your questions. Let me see if I can get anybody popped up and gets in the chat room. The chat room will be located right there at the bottom part of the screen on our show page. Again, callers, if you're interested in coming in, you can always reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. And you're talking to the Parents Coach Parent Network via Blog Talk Radio. You still there, Mr. Anton?
Yes.
So what other sports do you play? What other sport do you play?
Basketball.
Okay. You also play basketball. How long have you been playing basketball?
Since I can remember.
Since you can remember. Well, that must not be too long, huh? Okay. All right. Since you can remember, you can play basketball. Okay. And what position do you play basketball?
Forward.
Play forward. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. You can play basketball as long as you can remember. And you play the forward. All right. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, you know, we thank you for calling in, you know, to the Parents Coach. hang around, or you can just listen in to the show, or whatever you choose to do. We'll be here for the next few minutes or so. Just talking about a few interesting things on the Cooking Parrot Network. While we're sitting out here watching the girls' softball team, we got the Hurricanes playing the Shooting Stars. Once again, very interesting game. We got a number 32 that's up the bat. And, it's another strike. See here, with girls' softball, two strikes, you're out. You know, that's the way it is with girls' softball. Two strikes, you're out. Two strikes, you're moving on. But I just figured I'd come up on the air today. Got a few more minutes to be up here chatting to see if anyone else is going to call in and have any other questions. A couple things I want to talk about. I talked about earlier, talking about conditioning and making sure that you stay hydrated, especially during this high temperature, high heat. So this heat can take you out quick. Anytime you're feeling though you're slightly faint, you want to make sure that you get you plenty of water into your system. You want to drink water throughout the day. Don't wait until you may go out for an event to start drinking water. You want to start drinking water earlier in the day to make sure that you are getting plenty of water in your system. Because if you wait until the last minute, oftentimes you don't do anything but bloat yourself with a lot of water, and then you cramp up real quick. So you want to make sure you get the water in your system earlier on. That way that it prevents you from having to try to force it all in. Another thing that athletes should always remember, anytime you're getting involved in any outdoor activity or any sporting activities, you want to stretch before, during, and after. Hopefully in a couple weeks we'll have a fitness guru call in and be our guest on the show that solely focuses on conditioning, where they talk about the stretching before, during, and after. Because you want to make sure you get the muscles loosened up long enough, before you get out there and take on your activity. So you want to get that good stretch. You want to actually get to the point where when you're stretching, you actually want to get to the point where you're actually breaking a sweat before you start your event. When you're getting your stretch on. And getting your stretch on simply means getting out there and not just bending this way, bending that way. You know, you can do some lunges, you can do some light cardio, something to get the muscle warmed up and limbered up so that you can go ahead and start your activity. And during the event, as often as possible, if you get to a point where you're actually sitting on the bench or sitting waiting to get into the action, whether or not it's on the field or whether or not it's on the court, whatever, you know, again, sit there and stay loose, man. Because once you sit down, especially if you've been playing for a while, you sit down, sit still, and muscles start to tighten back up again. So you want to sit there and stay loose, especially if you don't anticipate going in anytime soon. Of course, afterwards, you want to make sure that you get an opportunity to stretch afterwards as well to make sure that muscles don't tighten up too quick or you don't cramp up on you. And then also you want to, if you are an athlete that's constantly on your feet and you probably played the whole entire game, whether or not it's on the field or whether or not it's up and down the court, you want to elevate your feet. Elevate your feet above your heart level, of your heart, the level of your heart. That gets that blood circulating the other way towards the heart. It takes a little pressure off your feet. Cuts down feet sometimes trying to swell up on you. So you want to elevate your feet. Again, making sure you get them fluids in you before, during, and after. Stretching before, during, and after. Before, during, and after. I can't stress that point enough. Athletes, a couple other things that I want to make sure that you have a full understanding of. Let's talk about your composite scores. Well, we got probably about another 5 more minutes before we're going to be shut down here. But let's talk about your composite scores. Let's talk about the ACT, SAT, stuff like that. You know, some things that I often try to bring up or bring to your attention is the ACT or the SAT and the ACT are standardized tests. Everybody across the country is taking the same test. So therefore, it's not anything that should stop you, slow you down, or whatever. But a couple of issues that I like to bring up when I talk about the SAT and the ACT, there's a difference between the two tests. Because oftentimes, we miss out on that. We don't know which one to take or which one's better off for us. Okay, the SAT. The SAT normally runs for 3 hours and 45 minutes. The SAT normally runs for about 3 hours and 45 minutes. Hold on, I got a caller calling in. Hello, how can I help you there? Hey, what's up? I'm right in the middle of my radio show. Can I call you back? You want to call and listen to my radio show? I'll send you the number. Okay. The SAT normally runs for 3 hours and 45 minutes. Proceeds in order of difficulty, so you may have some difficulty in the SAT. It's high in vocabulary. High in vocabulary. I'm gonna pause between each one of these and write stuff down. Give you a chance to write this information down. So, you're being tested on algebra and geometry. Being tested on algebra and geometry. Math is 50% of the score. Math is 50% of the score. And it's based on your school, not based on the school curriculum. Guessing, you're penalized for guessing. There's no science on this SAT. No English grammar on the SAT. Math formulas are provided. And there is a quarter point deduction, a quarter point deduction for wrong answers. And there's also a writing section. So just go through the SAT again. SAT normally runs for 3 hours, 45 minutes. It proceeds in order of difficulty. It's heavy in vocabulary. Testing on algebra and geometry. Math is 50% of your score. It's not based on the school curriculum. Guessing is penalized. No science on the test and no grammar, no English grammar. And math formulas are provided. And there's a quarter point deduction for wrong answers. And there's a writing section on the test. Now let's look at the ACT. ACT is 3 hours long. There's no order of difficulty. It's heavy in grammar and reading. You tested in algebra, geometry, and trigonometry. Math is only 25% of your score. It's a school curriculum based, so in other words, follows the school curriculum. No penalties for guessing. Hear what I said now. No penalties for guessing. And there's a science reasoning section. Math formulas are not provided because, remember, math is only 25% of the test score. And there's no penalty for wrong answers. All right. So that's the difference between SAT and the ACT. If you want to go out and take a practice SAT test, you can always go to www.kapetest.com. Okay? Gives you the opportunity to go out there and take a practice CLEP test. Okay? Well, looks like my time is running down. So, of course, you know I got to close out with my song. I got to give my song one more time. So enjoy my song as we close out. And thank you for calling into the Parents and Parents Network. One time.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
He said he's making smart moves. Making smart moves. That's the motto of the Parent Coach and Parent Network, making smart cool. Thank you for calling in, callers, and you have a good day. We out. Hello? There he is. No, I do it every Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yep. Yeah. Make it smart, cool. Yeah, that's the motto of the Parent Culture Parent Network. Huh? The name of the song is College Experience. That's that young man that did that is named Keith Wright. He's going to school up at Harvard, and he plays basketball up there. Yeah. So he did that just for my show. So I'm going to have him do one now and throw in the words Parent and Parent Network. Yep. And throw some more of that Making Smart Cool. And then put all that together for me. So I'm going to have them work on that one. Yep. So what's up? So what? It was all right. Down on the beach with your two knucklehead brothers. Yeah, they was out there running around in dang sand like they were little kids or something. Then they turned around and got all wet. And then thought they were going to ride around in my car. That wasn't going to happen. So, your mom came and picked them up. Well, she brought some towels down there, and then she just picked them up from there. So, yep. Yeah, so I was like, okay, y'all ain't getting in my car. Both of them was wet up these shorts. Yeah, I said, okay, y'all lost your mind. You're gonna fell down, bump y'all dang head. Think you're gonna ride around in my car soaking wet. Seats be all stinking stuff. Nah, that ain't gonna happen. Anyway, what else going on? What? Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So, question, did you ever get your car? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just got to be smart about it. You'll be wasting all your money on all this other kind of craziness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say what? Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. See? Yep. Made me run around looking all crazy. No call. Trying to blame it on everybody else. Okay. Yep. All right, hey. Yeah, call right in the middle of my show. I said, oh. Oh, okay. So what? I can't hear you. What'd you say? Yeah. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Nope. You got to email me and ask me for the website. Nope. Yeah. See how easy that is? See? Yep. See if you email me. What do you mean you don't have internet access? How you email me the other day? Oh, okay. All right. I'll let you off the hook. Oh. Yeah, okay. Nope. He went back to school yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. Went back to school yesterday. And Mr. Potato Head, he was just on just before you called. So he's on the show. Yeah, he was on there talking. Act like he had something wrong with him. I was just asking him questions. I ain't had nothing else to do. Sitting out here at the softball field chilling. So I was just asking him questions about the football camp he went to. That's all. Yeah. Mhm. Well, how many people call in? Today it was only about 3 or 4. Normally Mike and his friends call in from school, but I only had about 3 or 4 call in today. Yep. That is that. And I'm sitting out here at the softball field. Yeah, yeah. Oh. So what? You what? You gotta give your dog away. That's what? Oh. Yeah. So evidently, yeah, you haven't trained him very well. If he's doing all that craziness. Yeah, you haven't worked with him well enough. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Well, wasn't you working at a veterinarian place? Wasn't they working on training dogs? No, I'm talking about when you was at the PetSmart place. What? Of course, as the older they get, the more excited they get, the more rambunctious they get. And then he's a little boy, so he'll become very territorial, stuff like that, too. That's what you have to worry about, too. Yeah. Like, you know, he may get to the point where he don't want nobody to get close if he don't know him, or he don't feel as though that they, you know, they come there. Oh. Because he's not used to being around people, I guess. If he was around people all the time, then he would just say, okay, well, they just normal people. And then him jumping on people, you can't have him doing that. Because oftentimes people will get scared. Yep. And what kind of dog is this again? Black lab mixed with blue pit. I don't know exactly what that is. When? Oh, okay. Yeah, send me a picture. Oh, well, yeah, send me a picture. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else? I'll have to think about it. I'll have to think about it. All right. Okay. All right.
players and getting players as well, first of all. Second of all, you know, I can't believe upset with people who blame the Yankees because they have the money to go out and get the players. How about the city owner? How about you take some of that money that you're getting from your fans that come in the stadium and reinvest it into your team? Cut down your profit margin. You're still making money. Maybe you're not making as much as an 80-year-old man in New York, but you're still making money. I get so sick and tired of them talking about how the Yankees are hurting the game. If the game allows for them to go out and get players and they want to spend the kind of money to do it, so be it. That's what the market is allowed to do. That's what they're doing. And they want to put all the blame of them. You know, the game is just being destroyed by the Yankees because of their people.
Yeah, I got the picture. I couldn't really see it. I just seen his big old head or something like that. So what? Oh, okay. Alright. Now, don't send it to my phone. I'll figure out how you're going to send it to me. All right. Later.
Thank you.
trying this, and they're, you know, they're hurting the game. The purists talk about it. You know, we need to get more balance. And how about spending some of the money? How about having some owners take some ownership into your team and being responsible for the sorry team that you put in the back?
Whether it's the NBA, if it's the